Hello, and welcome to Naughty Stories, the adult storytelling podcast. Please visit thehooligannetwork.com to listen to more naughty stories for free. Become a premium member and gain access to all previously released episodes, in addition to 5 new bonus episodes on the first of each month. Hey, do you have a naughty story of your own? Tell your own stories and promote your links, or you can choose to stay anonymous. Either way, all walks of life are welcomed to join in on the fun. Now, are you ready to hear today's episode? Let's jump right into it then.
All right, y'all. My name is Jennifer, and I wanted to tell y'all the story about when I lost my virginity to my mom's boyfriend. So, it all started back in Harlem in the 1980s. The crack epidemic was booming, and the hood was on fire. There were junkies all over the place, and the dealers were on every block. My block was a little different. My block was ran by a dude named Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack was a white boy gangster, grew up in Harlem, and had roots in the Italian mob. He ran our block, so everything went through him. Drug dealers, pimps, or anyone trying to steal a car or doing any criminal shit had to work for him, or they were dead by the morning. When I was around 9 or 10 years old, my mom started dating Cracker Jack. He was the type of guy who always looked like he smelt something bad. He had a look on his face 24/7 that looked like he was just pissed the fuck off. He was tall, muscular, and covered in tattoos. He had long black hair that he slicked back like an Italian mobster, except he dressed like a truck driver. He was always dirty and usually just wore a white t-shirt and blue jeans in the summertime. And in the wintertime, he almost always wore black jeans and a black leather jacket with a white t-shirt. He wasn't one of those slick Italian mobsters in a fancy suit. He was a rugged-ass cracker. He was very handsome, despite his deadly reputation. One day, when I was about 12 or 13, I was washing his Harley Davidson motorcycle for him. I had my boombox on, and I forgot what song was playing. It was probably Biggie or Nas. But Cracker Jack walked past me, jokingly told me that I missed a spot. When I looked at him and smiled and told him to shut up, he smiled back, lifted his shirt, and showed me a gun in his waistband. That quickly made me shut the fuck up, and it also made my teenage pussy a little wet. Probably about 10 minutes later, I heard gunshots ring out. So I ran inside, completely terrified. Less than a minute later, Cracker Jack walks in, and I hear him racing around the apartment, probably trying to hide the gun. Later that night, the whole neighborhood found out that one of the biggest gangsters in our neighborhood was dead. Nobody seemed to know who did it, but I had a pretty good idea. No one ever asked me, and I never told anyone. Then, fast forward to when I was 16, I would always wash Cracker Jack's motorcycles and cars, and he would pay me for it. One day, it was hot as fuck outside, and our air conditioner wasn't doing a shit. I was laying on the couch watching TV, and my legs were sticking to the couch because I was so fucking sweaty. I don't remember where my mom was at, but it was just me and Cracker Jack at the house. I was wearing a little white tank top, and I knew my little chocolate nipples were on clear display. But I didn't give a fuck. I was so fucking hot, I was just chilling in my little booty shorts with no underwear. I told Cracker Jack that I wanted to wash his car, just so I can cool off with the water. He kind of just shrugged and rolled another blunt. And he told me to wash the motorcycle instead, because he wants to ride it later. It came out to see me washing his motorcycle, and pulled up a seat to smoke his blunt and watch me. I wasn't trying to be sexy on purpose, but given how hot it was, and what I was wearing, and what I was doing, it was probably pretty damn sexy looking back on it now. My ass and titties were on full display, and every chance I had, I would spray myself with the water. When Cracker Jack was done smoking, he began complimenting me on my work, and then he started complimenting my body. He told me that my body is much nicer and sexier than my mom's, and he told me that I have the same type of nipples as my mom. I kind of shrugged it off and kind of accepted the compliment. At that time, I was starved for attention, and Cracker Jack was finally giving it to me. When I finished washing his motorcycle, he started it up and asked me if I wanted to go for a ride around the block. I had cooled off pretty good from the water, and I was hoping my friends would see me riding on the back of a motorcycle for the first time. I climbed on the back and held his chest tight. I had never been on a motorcycle before, and I couldn't believe the intense vibration. By the time we circled the block and came back to our building, my pussy was on fire. I had never felt a sensation like that before. I was so fucking turned on. Before we went back into the building, Cracker Jack sprayed me down with the hose. At first, it was silly and fun, and then I felt him focusing the water on my tits and ass. I even bent over and shook my ass as he sprayed me with a hose. It was fun and silly and kind of playfully sexy. As we walked into our apartment, the heat really hit us both. Even though the air conditioning was on, it was a fucking inferno in our apartment. I was still dripping from the hose, and my pussy was still dripping from the vibrations of the motorcycle. I laid on the living room floor just to catch my breath from the insane heat. As I kind of opened my legs, as I laid on my back, the leg openings of my shorts kind of moved, and my pussy was getting some fresh air. By the time I felt that my kitty was showing, I moved my shorts to cover myself and saw Cracker Jack staring at me. He definitely just saw my pussy, and I immediately thought to myself, could he tell that I was wet? That's when Cracker Jack told me that I have a sweet little pussy, and that he bets that it's sweeter and tighter than my mom's. Again, I was honestly loving these naughty compliments and all of the attention that I was getting from him. He had never shown me much attention at all up until this point. But that comment about my cute coochie really made me blush. My mind was filled with unfamiliar emotions. I was pretty oblivious to everything going on, but I was enjoying it thoroughly. Cracker Jack got up off the couch, lay down next to me on the floor, opened my legs softly, and pulled my shorts to the side. I was frozen. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. But I didn't want it to stop. I was enjoying every millisecond. After he looked at my pussy, he kind of rubbed it softly and told me that it's a beautiful pussy. That's when he put both hands up my shirt and started massaging my titties and pinching my nipples. He was complimenting me the whole time, and it felt amazing. Then he removed my shirt and removed my shorts, and again, he gently opened my legs. He began massaging my virgin pussy with his tongue, starting at my clit and working his way down to my slit. He slid in his large pointer finger and slowly worked it in and out as he licked my clit. I felt like I was being tickled. My body moved uncontrollably. I squirmed with my pussy in his mouth, but after a few minutes, it really started to feel good. He worked me good with his tongue until I was screaming with pleasure. That's when he asked me if I had ever sucked a cock. I looked at him in the eyes and shook my head no, as innocently as I could. He told me I was going to learn today, and I was going to learn on some white dick. He positioned me on my knees, and he stood up. His dick was really hard, but luckily, it wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be. I began sucking it, and he slapped me in the face once, yelling at me, "No teeth!" I sucked this dick for a couple minutes, and then he bent me over the couch. My knees were on the floor, and my face was buried in the couch. He spread my legs open and spread my ass open and gave me a few hard slaps on each ass cheek. I felt the tip of his dickhead push up against my wet kitty. I was expecting a lot of pain, but he was gentle and slid it in nice and slow. It was a little bit of pain, but it felt really good. He slid it in and out very slowly for a few minutes, and I was enjoying every second. But after a few minutes, he started to pick up the pace and go faster and faster. This started to hurt, although it still felt good. It was a mixture of pleasure and pain. He gave me a few slaps on the ass as I began to squeal louder and louder. He pulled my hair and slapped me on the face, too. I remember being able to mutter the words, "I'm sorry." I wasn't sure what I was sorry for, but I felt like I had done something wrong, and I didn't want him to be mad at me. That's when he kissed me on the cheek and then stuck his tongue down my throat as he twisted my head and neck as he was fucking me from behind. Then he buried my head into the cushions and began pounding me so fucking hard, I thought I was going to die. I was relieved when he finally removed his crackerjack cock from my no longer virgin pussy. But then he grabs me by the throat and hair and shoved his cock into my mouth as it exploded with cum. He kept fucking my face as he instructed me to swallow it all. Some of it dripped out of my mouth and onto my tits, and I think I got a little on the carpet. And I'm going to be honest, I just rubbed it in and forgot about it. After I swallowed his load, he instructed me to take a shower. As soon as I walked into the shower, I heard him walking into the bathroom. He got into the shower with me and washed my body from head to toe, even my pussy and my ass. I felt like I was a baby all over again. I felt like I was being pampered. I felt like I was finally being taken care of. To be honest, it felt amazing. It was the first time I had ever been taken care of by a man. It was the first time I received love and attention from a man. And that's my story about Cracker Jack, the man who taught me to be a woman. Sadly, 187 days after I lost my virginity, Cracker Jack was shot dead in the hallway of our apartment building. I never got to say goodbye to him.